demos, you know, like where they'll find like sounds and they'll record and use it as beats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the general idea of what we do.
And do you guys play out live?
No, we just...
And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. Putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mobley. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite. It's with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now and our trumpeter. The uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing that was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
Okay, when you hear that, when you hear Mr. Blakey in the background, you know what time it is. Midnight at Kill Radio, and this is Hassan straight ahead every Monday night, and got a little treat for you guys tonight. If you read the press release, I have Mr. Tony Valdez in the studio again here with Mr. R. Blakey in the background and in the Jazz Messengers, and we're going to be reading some of the letters of Soledad brother George Jackson. But the whole show tonight is dedicated to Mr. Jackie McLean, who passed away about a week and a half ago. That's who we're dedicating tonight's show to here on Straight Ahead. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back into a little bit of the Jazz Messengers, and we're going to go into a woman who I've always had a crush on, Miss Roberta Flack. And then we're going to, then me and Tony are going to read some letters, some of George Jackson's letters. Over some smooth jazz. So sit back, take off your shoes, open a cold one, light your pipe, and listen to a little, get ready for a little Straight Ahead on Monday night. Thank you. Okay, I'm back here in the Kill Radio Studios, and you're listening to, who we listening to, Tony? We're listening to Sam Jones, a member of the famous Jones family, Alvin Jones and Thad Jones, that whole musical family out of Detroit. And of course, the most famous is, Alvin. Alvin's the most famous, and I was looking at this album here, and Cannonball's on it. Cannonball and Melba Liston, Louis Hayes, Blue Mitchell, Nat Adderley. So like I said, tonight's show is dedicated to Mr. Jackie McLean, great, great, great alto sax player in the tradition of Bird. When Mr. McLean passed away, a week and a half ago, he was teaching, I think, at Harvard or Brown, one of those Ivy League schools. We're going to miss him. He was one of the people who bridged bebop and jazz. I don't even know if I would be here doing my show if it wasn't for people like Jackie McLean. And see, who else was in that whole school? Let's see. It was like a school of music that came out of New York, like in the early 60s. Yeah, Billy Higgins, all those cats, Cedar Walton. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into a little Jackie McLean. But before we do, I want to introduce my guest tonight. Tony, could you see if your mic is hot there? Could you?
Is my mic hot? Can you tell me?
Um, Let me see. Give me a little pop on the mic again. Yeah, you're hot.
You're hot.
And we got Mr. Tony Valdez in the studio with us. He's going to be doing, he's become a member of the Kill Radio family.
Indeed.
And, Tony, what are you going to be doing on your, let me turn down the music a little bit here and tell me what you're going to be doing on your, on.
Well, I've got a slot on Thursdays now doing the 6 o'clock news hour.
Right.
I call it the Musical Information Hour. Starring news, that's what it stars, news. Views, interviews, and you, the listener. And what we try to do is augment the news with some musical information, etc. Makes it kind of interesting, you know, try to kick up a notch, if you will, the news of the day. You have to tune in from 6 to 7 every Thursday to really find out what it's all about. Starring news. I mean, we have a couple people in the studio with me, Brother Luke of Hollywood, and Long Tall Sally, who jumps back in the alley. And we do commentary. We satirize, cauterize, proselytize, hybridize. We do a lot of that kind of stuff here. We talk about anything, everybody. And, well, it's just going to be kind of a hodgepodge of personalities. We might have a glitch or two here or there in terms of a little ire gets arises occasionally. We might have a fuss or a pseudo fight or a quasi fight, if you will.
Well, let me.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I got to get another, bring another chair in here. This chair is squeaking too much. But for those of you guys who read the press release that I sent out a couple days ago, Tony's probably tired of hearing me say this now, but Tony was one of the first DJs I listened to when I got to L.A. in the middle 70s.
Oh, my God. You had to tell it, huh?
And when Mr. Valdez told me who he was, the old 70 saying, it blew my mind.
Well, in those days, we were known as TV and stereo on your radio, live in a living musical color. KJLH, KGFJ, KNJO, a bunch of stations in and around the city. And it's good to be back in L.A. I've been in Puerto Rico for the last few years, a couple years ago.
It's great to have you here.
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And it's real crowded here in L.A. now.
Is it? You think it is?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. The traffic on the freeway.
Oh, my God. It takes you 20 minutes to get from three blocks away from where you live. Yeah, no, that's good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I mean, you're a pro. I know you're making sure your voice is going out.
Well, you got the buttons over there, buddy.
You know,
Hassan,
before we started tonight, Tony was giving me some old history on L.A. black radio. And what we're going to do, we're going to go back into some Sam Jones, and then we're going to come back, and I even told Tony earlier tonight, like, don't say any more now. Wait until we get on the air. This is too much rich history. So I'm hoping that he'll like want to talk about it some more because he was bringing up some names, you know. And yeah, Tony, can you get it going again? Get the music, get Sam Jones going in the background, and we're going to play some more Mr. Sam Jones. And then we're going to come back in a few minutes. And like I said, we're going to read from the the Bible of George Jackson, and we're going to talk some more about early L.A. black radio right down on Crenshaw.
Land of kindness, joy, love, and happiness.
Man, just like
102.3
FM. That's how I remember it here and found it.
You were just a little guy.
Well, I just got out of high school. So again, this is Hassan on killradio.org, internet only, with Tony Valdez, and let's go back and do it to a little Sam Jones.
Thank you.
Okay, and as we listen to Jackie McLean in the background here in the Kill Radio Studios on a beautiful, beautiful spring night here in Los Angeles. I wonder if Jackie McLean ever spent a spring night in Los Angeles here on the 24th floor of the Arco Towers overlooking beautiful downtown Los Angeles and the beautiful Kill Radio Studios. And like I said, we're going to be reading the letters of George Jackson tonight. Soledad brother George Jackson here on killradio.org. Oh, and give us a call and talk to Tony, 213-252-0998. That's our phone number here at the Kill Radio Studios, 213-252-0998. And, let's see. This book I have, it's called Soledad Brothers, The Prison Letters of George Jackson. It was given to me about a month ago. I couldn't believe my friend gave this to me. It's just that she deals in used books. And what I want to do, well, she actually knows that I'm writing a play about Jean Genet. And Jean Genet does the introduction to this book. And Jean Genet was a child of the streets of Paris. Spent a lot of time in and out of jails, even as a kid. Just let me read the introduction to this book. Introduction by Jean Genet. Every aesthetic writer discovers not only a new style, but a narrative form which is his alone, and which in most cases he uses up, exhausting its effect for his own purposes. Many people would be amazed to hear that the expository narrative was still capable of affording us a resolutely modern mode of expression. Yet, if we merely juxtapose one after another a certain number of George Jackson's letters, we obtain a striking poem of love and of combat. But even more surprising, when we read these letters from a young black in Soledad prison, is that they perfectly articulate the road traveled by their Arthur. First, the rather clumsy letters to his mother and his brother, then letters to his lawyer, which became something extraordinary, half poem, half essay, and then the last letters of an extreme delicacy to an unknown recipient. And from the first letters to the last, nothing has been willed, written, or composed for the sake of a book. Yet here is a book, tough and sure, both a weapon of liberation and a love poem. In this case, I see no miracle except the miracle of truth itself, the naked truth revealed. George Jackson is a poet, then, but he faces the death penalty. I shall talk about that. A court of justice, a certain number of jurors, protected by uniformed guards, by plainclothesmen, by informers, by the whole of white America, will decide whether Jackson and his brothers killed a prison guard. The jurors answer yes or no. If they answer yes, a very strange operation begins. The judges must pronounce sentence after a death sentence, a life sentence, or a sentence of time to be served. What, then, is this intellectual operation which changes a simple act, a murder, if there was one, into something quite different, into another death, or a life sentence, or a period of time served? How these two facts are linked together, the initial and hypothetical murder and the sentence pronounced, no one knows, no one has yet said. This is because the courts in America, as elsewhere, are tribunals of authority, a crude authority which adapts itself very well to the arbitrary. Yet this sentence, once pronounced, must be carried out. It will be carried out by and upon the Soledad brothers, upon George Jackson, and in this way either by proceeding from his cell to the gas chamber or by living 20 or 30 years in still another cell. And actually, this introduction is a little longer, but I'm going to end it right here. That was Jean Genet writing the introduction. He wrote that in Brazil in 1970. And what I'm going to do, I'm not ready for the music yet, Tony. Not yet. I'm not going to be ready for a few more minutes. Got Mr. Valdez standing by on the turntables. I'm just going to read one of these letters really quick. I'm not going to read it quick. I'm going to take some time, but just I'm going to read one of these letters out of the book here. And this first letter, most of the letters in this book were letters that George wrote. He was either writing to his mother, his lawyer, or his brother. This particular letter is to his lawyer, a Miss Faye Stender, attorney at law. Dear Miss Stender, this is to confirm your letter of February 11th. I had just heard of Judge Wolfenberg's move. The next time you come to see me, push the idea of removing my restraints. It will be interesting to note their reaction. You know those things are placed upon me whenever I leave my cell area. He reaches through the bars to place them upon me. The animal farm is complete. Sunday, the day after tomorrow, I am supposed to be released from isolation. No one is supposed to do more than 29 days down here. I'll then be able to read my newspapers and weekly periodicals, smoke, and sleep in a bed. However, I will remain separated from the general population, in jail, within the jail, probably on maximum security. This does not bother me any longer. Of the 10 years I have done, 7 of them have been in close confinement. I read, exercise, and write. Sometimes I'll daydream. I said that it doesn't bother me any longer. But what I meant is that since I am in jail, which part of the jail I'm in doesn't matter. Your wishes of cheer and hope are well received. Hope and I are old friends. Thanks, and let me know if you can do anything with the novel idea. Sincerely, George L. Jackson. And that was a letter from George Jackson to his attorney. Actually, we're going to go back into We're going to go back into the CD, and then we'll I got it. And then we'll go back into the album later on. But let's go back into Jackie McLean, because this show is dedicated to him. And then Tony's going to play some Oscar Peterson, and we're going to read over some more letters. Or maybe I'll play Oscar while Tony reads. We'll see. So let's go back into Jackie McLean, because this is his show. And this is killradio.org, internet only. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend. And let me see. Why isn't the music coming up? I have no idea. Which means I might have to... I see it's playing here. I might have to... Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, as I was just telling Tony, I hate to turn down Mr. McLean. This is Jackie McLean in the background, you guys. And let's see, what tune is this?
Baby, you've got what it takes.
Tony got that good memory. No, let's see. That this is what we're listening to. This is track 3. I can't get started. Yeah, before that we were listening to Nature Boy, and we started out on this Jackie McLean CD with "You Don't Know What Love Is." So, like I was saying before the show started, me and Tony were out in the green room. Oh, incidentally, again, this is killradio.org, internet only. Me and Tony were out in the green room, and he was telling me about the old days. Old days of black radio.
Just think of it in terms of maybe urban radio. Maybe just what was happening back in the day. You know, KGFJ was, I think, one of the first radio stations ever to... on the West Coast, for sure, to broadcast the so-called, quote-unquote, soul music, if you will, or race music, or you would call it ethnic music. And it was quite successful. And then other stations like KGLH and KGFJ and K-Day came along. And it was just, it was a ball in those days. The record companies were happening. I think, I guess you might think some of the things like payola was happening.
We didn't even know what it was, but it was happening.
It was happening. And in those days, you got a chance to, well, say, for example, the KJLH, I do know that they had a library of 10,000 or so albums.
Wow.
And the jocks had the wherewithal to play what they wanted to. So that was very, very neat. You could create your own program, basically, from the library. And each jock had we had our own personalities, and we were allowed to express ourselves musically. And we had a great following, and it was what happening in back in the day. And then Formula Radio got in on the scene, and you had to play 10 records a day.
So that's what Formula Radio is?
Right. It was sort of like Top 40.
Right.
Or Formula Radio, and you were programmed by a program director to play whatever they said you had to play. You made the list. And then there was a lot of controversy about that, but made a lot of stars, made a lot of hits, because if you hear something repetitiously over a period of time, you begin to like it or totally hate it. But the way it's programmed and the way... they fit it in with the rest of the list. It complements whatever it is that they're trying to get over to make sales.
Do you think you made any stars? Were you a star?
Yeah, we at this radio station, indeed, we did. Peeble Bryson is one.
Oh, wow.
We broke
yeah.
his first music.
Yeah.
He loves us forever. And my old theme song was My Way by Houston Person. He did a beautiful
yeah.
saxophone version of that. And he loved me forever.
Houston Person?
Because I used it as my theme song.
Yeah, I remember you guys played a lot of him back then. Yeah. He plays a lot.
Hank Crawford was another one.
Yeah, you guys played a lot of Hank Crawford.
And we a lot of the local talents, we played their product. DJ Rogers, for example.
Not familiar with
say,
him.
Say You Will. I don't sing, obviously. But
actually, Tony, you guys used one of Hank Crawford's.
Absolutely.
As one of your theme songs. What was it? Help Me Make It Through the Night, or...
Well, let's see. We had Langley Patterson, who was a jazz man, and Marcus Tanner was a
yeah.
jazz man there. And we had Tony Jones, Ted Terry, Levi Booker,
right.
Tony Valdez, TV and Stereo. And we had an illustrious group of guys, you might say, if you will, being kind of like expansive here, with Pat Mayo, myself on the back, or our, at that era anyway. But it was a great time. And it's changed a lot now. It's not the same thing. But we got a resurgence going here at Kill Radio, which is very heartening.
Well, no, before
you guys get to come in here and do your own thing.
Totally. There's
That's
no program
fantastic.
There's no program director here. Now, I'm not going to let you change horses that quick. Just because you were really talking some interesting stuff about how you actually got into KJLH, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Can you share that with my straight-ahead audience?
Okay, I think it will. All right, back in the day, we had KAGB. It was in the Imperial Bank Building over there at La Cienega and Century. And
right.
Clarence Avant owned that station. He's Bill Withers' cousin. And I came from back east, man. I was enamored of California. I couldn't believe it. Oh, it was a fantastic place. I came out here in 69 for a vacation, fell in love. The tail end of the Flower Children era and the free love thing. And oh, the people were so wonderful. And I just couldn't. I had to come here to live. And then I could play golf year round. That's another thing.
Yeah, I know you love golfing.
That was another incentive. So anyway, I managed to get a job at KAGB. I was a classical announcer, though, and so I had problems dealing with quote unquote our music, so to speak. But I got a break. They let me in there. I started doing midnight to 6 o'clock on Sunday nights. And then I got Saturday and Sunday. And then one day they called me and said, well, you want to do all nights, overnight, during the week? I said, well, yeah. So I did that for a month or so, a couple months. And then the station went off the air. I thought I had caused them damage. Playing Tsitslav Rostropovich and Dmitri Shostakovich. And Beethoven and that sort of thing. No, that didn't, not really. But I was learning music at the time. So anyway, we went off the air. And so I heard about KJLH. The land of kindness, joy, love, and happiness. Lord have mercy. So I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call them up and see if I can get a job, man. Because I didn't want to go back to Ohio. The Hawk lives there, you know. And here I'm in sunny Southern California. No way was I going back. So anyway, I lucked out and landed a job there in one day. And, you know, just happened to be in the right place at the right time with hopefully the right stuff. And I'd lasted, I lived at KJLH for like 8.5 years or so. And then I went to KGFJ, then I went to KNJO in the Valley, KNJO in the Valley. And to just make a long story short, it was a wonderful stint. And I left this part of the country, went back east and did some radio and some television. And then I went to Puerto Rico, taught golf, junior golf. And
how's the radio down there in Puerto Rico?
In Spanish. No, but we do have some. No, they do English, too.
Right.
And it's a great little place. You think you're in New York.
But, I mean, do you hear jazz on the radio down there? And
anything you want. Puerto Rico is a Commonwealth of the United States.
Right, right.
And there's no need for passports or anything like that. We can treat free ingress and egress and ingress to, state-wise. I mean, you can come back and forth as you will.
How's the golf course down there?
Beautiful. There are only about 15 courses down there, though.
Well, it's a small island.
For the tourists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of money down there.
I know.
And a lot of beautiful girls.
Well, me and you got to go down there.
I'll vote for that.
Yeah, we got to go down there.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do, I got that little story out of Tony.
I didn't mean to bore you. I didn't put you to sleep.
No, that's gold.
Okay.
That's 100% gold. What we're going to do, we're going to go back into Jackie McLean for literally a few minutes, and then Tony has said he will grace the airwaves with reading one of the George Jackson letters.
That'll be fine.
Okay, thanks.
I'd be happy.
So let's go back into a little Jackie McLean, and then we're going to come back with you reading one of these letters.
Okay.
And then after that, we got Oscar Peterson set up. We got Dinah Washington.
Absolutely.
The night's still young.
Hey, and she's doing a duet with Brooke Benton. I bet you don't remember that one.
Oh, my God. I remember Brooke Benton, but I don't remember them two doing it together.
Rainy night in Georgia.
Oh, my God. Okay, QRadio.org, internet only. Give us a call. What's that phone number up here, Tony?
How about 213-252-0990, or is that 8?
8.
Okay, 0998. Do one more time. Area code 213-252-0998. Give us a holler.
Yeah, call Tony and tell him welcome back on the airwaves here in L.A., here at killradio.org.
I've got a letter here from George Jackson to his lawyer, dated April 11th, 1968. Dear Robert, M.L. King organized his thoughts much in the same manner as you have organized yours. If you really knew and fully understood his platform, you would never have expressed such sentiments as you did in your last letter. I'm sure you are acquainted with the fact that he was opposed to violence and war. He was indeed a devout pacifist. It's very odd, almost unbelievable, that so violent and tumultuous a setting as this can still produce such men. He was out of place, out of season, too naive, too innocent, too cultured, too civil for these times. That is why his end was so predictable. Violence in its various forms he opposed, but this does not mean that he was passive. He knew that nature allows no such imbalances to exist for long. He was perceptive enough to see that the men of color across the world were on the march, and their example would soon influence those in the United States to also stand up and stop trembling. So he attempted to direct the emotions and the movement in general along lines that he thought best suited to our unique situation: nonviolent civil disobedience, political and economic in character. I was beginning to warm somewhat to him because of his new ideas. His new ideas concerning U.S. foreign wars against colored peoples. I am certain that he was sincere in his stated purpose to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, comfort those in prisons, and trying to love somebody. I really never disliked him as a man. As a man, I accorded him the respect that his sincerity deserved. It is just as a leader of black thought that I disagreed with him. The concept of nonviolence is a false ideal. It presupposes the existence of compassion and a sense of justice on the part of one's adversary. When this adversary has everything to lose and nothing to gain by exercising justice and compassion, his reaction can only be negative. The symbol of the male here in North America has always been the gun, the knife, the club. Violence is extolled at every exchange. The TV, the motion pictures, the bestseller lists, the newspapers that sell best are those that carry the boldest, bloodiest headlines and most sports coverage. To die for king and country is to die a hero. The Kings, Wilkinsons, and the Youngs exhort us in King's words to put away your knives, put away your arms, and clothe yourselves in the breastplate of righteousness, and turn the other cheek to prove our capacity to endure, to love. Well, that is good for them, perhaps, but I most certainly need both sides of my head. Signed, George. To his lawyer, on April 28th. That's April 11th, 1968. Thank you very much.